You know, Lauren, you were sharing with me as we were beginning to talk about some of the ways that we can really personalize these airports, mm-hmm. give them their own distinct flavors. And you were talking about some of the features that are really unique to the Augusta Regional mm-hmm. Airport that I thought were just outstanding.
Yes, like Mr. Judon stated, you know, each airport kind of has their own feel and look to it. And I wasn't there at the time whenever they built the new terminal, but I know that, you know, it was kind of a goal of the engineers and the designer and the airport staff to make it kind of have a country club type feel to it. You know, because we are home of the Masters,
yes.
you know, that's the first thing people think of. You know, of course, Augusta has much more to offer than just golf, but that seems to be the primary thought when people think of Augusta. So with the designing of that, they did, you know, made the overall look of the building feel country club-esque. And we have, for those that have flown out of our airport and those that we hope will fly out of the airport soon, when you pass security and you're walking down the main hall to go to the gate area, we have a green space on each side. We have one side that has a small little creek, and then we have the other side actually has a putting green. unfortunately, you can't get out there and putt on it, but, you know, it kind of ties it all together, the country club and, you know, home of the Masters. So.
Yeah, yeah, which I thought was a nice touch. In fact, I thought it was a stroke of genius, especially in the fact that there is no public access. You know, I was looking for that when I first went out there, and I couldn't find any. Uh-huh. And at first I was thinking, so why would they put that out there if we can't get to it? But then I thought about it again. I said, well, you know what? That ensures that it'll be still looking like that 10 years from now.
So, exactly.
But it is beautiful on each side of that hallway. Both of those are just beautiful things. Mm-hmm. And it's really, for me personally, it's refreshing. When I especially walk through that part of the hallway mm-hmm. and I'm looking on either side and I'm seeing that green and I'm seeing mm-hmm. that creek, I think it's just a stroke of genius.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, we have a beautiful terminal. We have lots of windows and we also have, you know, the rocking chairs at the front of the big
yeah.
window so people can just sit and relax and watch the planes, you know, pull up. And, you know, we take pride in providing good customer service and building those relationships with our passengers. And something, you know, we also want to be known for is, I guess, you know, again, our community involvement. Something we have been trying to do, especially here lately, is go out throughout the terminal on special holidays and pass out goodies and, you know, just show the passengers that we care and we appreciate their patronage. And I know for Father's Day, we passed out some candy bars to all the dads.
Oh,
on,
I missed it.
Yeah. Mother's Day, we passed out some carnations.
Awesome.
Flag Day, passed out some flag lapel pins. So we are always trying to do stuff like that, just little things to show our appreciation.
Yeah. Excellent ideas, too. Mm-hmm. Simple but significant.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And sometimes the simplest things mean the most.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We had yeah. so many people tell us, you know, throughout those days, yeah, this is my favorite airport just because y'all do stuff like this. And, you know, we love to hear that. And
yeah.
we have an art program where we have local musicians come out and perform. We try to have somebody out at least every other month, as well as our busy times during Christmas and Masters.
And when they're out there, mm-hmm. typically, how long are they there for? A week, 2 or 3 days?
When we have them out on the monthly basis is just for a day for
okay.
about 3 hours. We try to pick, you know, the heavy travel day of the month, or if there's a particular holiday that month, try to have it around there. And then for Christmas, it's the week prior and the week of Christmas and then the week of Masters. We have somebody new every day out there for about 3 hours.
Okay. So, and typically, what styles of music, genres of music are we hearing?
We have everything. We have jazz and country. We have blues. We've had, you name it, we've had it. So, and they all, you know, are greatly appreciated by the passengers. Everybody loves it. We knock on wood, no complaints over it, nothing but praise. So
that's
the
great.
Passengers seem to love it.
And for about 3 hours when they are out there.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. You know, in fact, I tried to catch up with one of those performances. It must have been about 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. I'd been talking with someone from the airport about that. And I said, you know what? I need to get out there and just sit down, relax, and enjoy one of those concerts. Mm-hmm. Forgot about it.
Yeah, yeah. And unfortunately, right now, we have it just on the secured area. So it's for the passengers that
passengers are flying through.
But we hope to, you know, build on that program and potentially have a space set up on the public side where people can come out and just sit and listen, because we have such a vast and strong, you know, artistry in the community that we want to highlight all these artists, mm-hmm. not only musicians, but we have still life artists, their work on display on a quarterly basis. So we really try to highlight the art in the community.
And so community, you're doing things with community like mm-hmm. that. I know you all help companies, organizations that are trying to raise funds mm-hmm. for the organization, like the great Ronald McDonald House.
Yes, sir.
And they do that playing pool out there.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us more about that.
That's a wonderful fundraiser. I love working with the folks at Ronald McDonald House. They have a great team out there. From my understanding, that's their largest fundraiser each year. They raise about $40,000 to $50,000 on that one event. You know, even though we don't have a necessarily have a ton of teams that come and pull, we still have a lot, roughly, you know, 25 to 30 teams.
Excellent.
That raise funds to be able to pull the aircraft. We also have a lot of, you know, people in the community that just come out to watch the event. It's always fun to watch. And
yeah.
It's just fun and exciting. And Mr. Judon was here, of course, to witness one a couple weeks ago.
I pulled, actually.
Yes.
You did.
I tried.
Unfortunately, the airport team did not win.
No.
But, but we still have fun attempting. So that's a great event that we do.
Because we had a reigning champion for a while there, didn't we? A few years, the same team was winning?
I believe so. And I can't think of who it was
off
the top of my head right
too.
Now.
Yeah.
But I think they got dethroned by someone. I've forgotten who it was, but mm-hmm. it a great experience. Like you said, a lot of people like coming out just watching.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's very fun.
And I think just to add on, mm-hmm. One of the messages that I've been sending to staff is the importance of these types of community events. You know, that, you know, the airport, when we think of airports, we primarily think about people transiting in and out of an airport to fly or to arrive from a particular city. But we're much more than that. And I definitely want us to be seen as a community partner and a place where events are held and a place where even people that don't fly or maybe can't afford to fly or choose not to fly, that there are other events that are held on our property where they can come out and be at the airport.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's very important for us to create that type of partnership in the community.
I think that the way you all set that up, too, even the drive through the trees
mm-hmm.
as you're heading to the parking lots, it is so beautiful and peaceful driving through there. I think it kind of sets the stage, sets the tone for what we can experience once we're actually in the building.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You know, it's quite different from, and this isn't a criticism. Mm-hmm. It's just an observation. It's just different when you're driving up to, say, LaGuardia
mm-hmm.
or even Hartsfield-Jackson. It's just a whole different experience when you're driving through those trees and kind of meandering along all the curves and you're at the building because you're meandering for a while. It's not like you're meandering all day mm-hmm. and you're wondering, okay, now when am I finally going to get there?
Mm-hmm.
It's a short, pleasant meander
mm-hmm.
and you're there.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of has you, if you're willing to, relaxed before mm-hmm. you even get into the building.
Absolutely.
So whatever events are going to be taking place, you're ready to be a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
No, I think that's a great point, and it's almost therapeutic in a way. So it kind of, you know, a lot of airports have therapy dog programs now where people kind of pet dogs
yeah.
and they kind of,
mm-hmm.
and Lauren may want to expand on our program here
yeah.
in a moment. But, that drive itself has a therapeutic effect on you that, as you mentioned, it relaxes you and it puts you in a very positive state of mind
mm-hmm.
as you go into the terminal.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm glad you mentioned that. We do have a therapy dog team of our own, Paws for PAX. And we have about 11 teams that come out, you know, periodically during the week and just walk around and meet with the passengers. And, you know, they love that as well.
Well, when we come back, ladies and gentlemen, you be thinking about those Paws for Pets and the good that brings. But let that relax you just enough so that you'll still be alert enough and stimulated enough to do your calculations. We'll be right back.